chime ding of the bell.
Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. Ding 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 ding.
Hello, ladies. Welcome.
And gentlemen,
welcome back to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I'm the Bell. Why you look at me like that?
We are two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track. But sometimes, even with the bell here, we forget to use it.
Yes, definitely.
What are you doing? Welcome back to Ding the Bell. I'm Ding. Oh my gosh, we already
said
that.
Oh my gosh, you're so ADD. Okay, focus.
But we are... So if you guys are not here... Unlike Pinoy Boy and Kevin Burns, you, for another week, they have successfully returned to the show.
Okay, now PB is saying, it's, what about Chieko? Poor Ayano gets picked on Chieko, so she doesn't have much, I mean,
she doesn't have a penis.
She doesn't have a computer, but she doesn't really listen to, like, podcasts and stuff, too, so, but Ari listened, she loves our show, that's great, and Aaron,
oh my gosh, this is gonna be so bitter, this
oh my gosh, like, her husband Aaron also, like, flew.
Oh, they're from New York!
Yeah, they are, like, big, I think, big fan of our show, thank you.
And then you may say so yourself.
Yeah, and then, like, Maki is a new listener that I mentioned last time.
Maki makes me hungry.
Ah, sushi Maki.
Yeah.
And then Ayano Alon, she finally listened to her show, I mean, her episode that I told her to listen to, and she said, it was really funny, and she needs to keep listening as well. Gosh, that sounds really good, isn't it? Sounds like a real, like, reporter on live and stuff too. All right, I'm reporting from downtown Kansas City, and then, like,
oh my God,
at the
so
studio.
Cheap.
Okay, oh that my gosh.
Anyway, we're back. Okay. We're back to the studio right now.
It yes.
was the on the road correspondent.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. Kevin, so cute, dances. Oh, you love our show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hey,
you know what I miss?
What?
I miss 888 bread.
You know what? If we're rich, we can have 888 every day.
Even we don't have to be rich. If we are skinny.
No, if we're rich, we can have 888 every day and we can do liposuction.
How about we will hire, you mean we'll own a 888 bakery guy? We'll own him?
We'll buy 888.
Oh, yeah. If we have, like, kind of store together, that would be
God.
So fun.
Oh, let's do this. Let's set a studio.
Yeah.
Let's set a studio so in people, the grocery store.
Yeah, so people can kind of walk around and look to while we were recording.
It's called Ding the Bell International Market.
So DB. Oh, my gosh. Oh, DD. It's like Ding the Bell. So DD. Do I sound like retarded?
Yes, you
okay.
do.
But you know what? Whenever we... Hi, Eddie. Eddie Chan's. Yeah, great. So that's Peanut Buzz area, my friend name and stuff too. Anyway, like, hey, if we win the lottery ticket, that subject, right? What are we going to do?
Yes. So our topic this week is, what if we win the lottery ticket? What would we do?
Waistline. Your...
Your waistline would be 888 inches.
You... Pinoy Boy, you are so funny.
You know
gonna,
what? We will have Pinoy
Boy.
If we win the lottery, uh-huh. we'll have Pinoy Boy to be our co-host.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I guess we don't have to win the lottery for him to be our co-host. But
so bitchy. If we win the lottery. Okay, yes. So today our subject is...
Yeah.
Lottery ticket.
Yes, but we do have a word of the bell, though.
Yes, we do.
Okay, this is going to be good. What is the word of the bell, the bell?
Okay, word of the bell.
The funny thing is, everything is two, right?
Yeah.
We have two listeners and we have two people clapping every time. Okay, go ahead.
What is
the word of the bell today?
The word is overdue.
Wow. You know what it sounds like?
What?
It sounds like EVDO, like EVDO. Anyway, I'll explain what EVDO is.
Overdue.
Okay, go ahead and make a sentence, please.
Every time you go to Korean restaurant, you start it with obdor. We love it.
Pinoy Boy, can you, since we have a one live listener, Pinoy Boy, can you tell us what That means if you
think, I think he can. Yes.
Yeah, because he's Asian.
He's so good at it. Okay.
So anyway, let's talk about our lottery. We'll come back to, at the end of the show. We'll tell you what that word means.
If I win the ticket, lottery ticket.
Yeah. How much first? How much money?
Million, billion.
How? You're so greedy. How much money do you think? This morning, the reason why I said I want to do this topic is because this morning, Bruce said, I want to win the lottery. And then in my head, I thought, how much do you think you want to win?
Like how much, exactly.
How much money in a lottery ticket?
Like in Japan, it's such a big, like, lottery kind of gambling country. Like everybody buy the lottery ticket and stuff. Mm-hmm. The prize is pretty big. Like usually up to how much? Like I can't really count in dollar. 3億円. 3億円, it will be 300,000.
That's not a lot of money, 300,000. Wait. $30 million?
Maybe $30 million.
$30
million. Like you can buy
Here's
key
the thing,
cast.
If you have to pay tax, if you pay taxes, it's half of that is gone already.
Oh, but you can build kick-ass like Hollywood stars, houses
kind
of thing.
Let's talk
so
about
$30 million you said?
Let's talk about how much you actually get. Like, so don't worry about taxes. So,
okay.
So let's say if you want to win $20 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And it would be the actual ticket is actually $40 million. So if you pay half of it to tax, not completely half, but if you do pay half of that to taxes, taxes. I cannot hear the difference, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's an inside joke for PB and Peter. And so, do you smell kimchi?
Not yet.
No, it didn't smell.
But so what are you going to do? I know what I want to do.
Can you hold up higher? Because it's making the microphone go zzz, zzz, zzz.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know. Okay.
Yes.
If I win the thing?
Yes.
Of course. First of all.
So how much do you want to win? How much do you think it's enough? Let's say you get to choose how much you get to win. I mean, be realistic, but don't be greedy.
Well, 300 million?
300.
I mean, $30 million?
$300 million. Oh, wow. That would be a lot.
$30 million.
If you win $300 million.
Huh? $300 million. That's a lot.
I know.
So, I don't. It's not going to happen. That's not realistic. $30 million.
$30 million is just more realistic. Yes.
It is more realistic. Because that's much money that they offer. But what are you going to do? Like, first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay off everything. House and everything, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, yes.
Everything.
Will you pay off my house if you win 30 million? See, she has to think. Wow, let me think.
I mean, how much? I don't know, but like, you know, you already paid pretty much good for loan. Yes, of course I will. I will share. I want to share the some money to, of course, my mother and mm-hmm. my brother-in-law. I mean, not brother-in-law, brother and like my sister-in-law and stuff too. But I want to open the business with you.
Oh, you
the
do?
The market. That'll be so, or maybe cafe or something. It'll be so fun. But if I have cafe, we have to cook, right? So
we'll hire people to cook what we want to eat.
Yeah, we will have business like kind of like a 888, but like Asian market with the bakery. Like a nice bakery with studio.
Those in the Ustream video, you have to continue listening to this on dingthebell.com. So go to dingthebell.com to listen to the rest of the podcast.
Thank you. Listen.
This is our gorgeous faces.
Yes.
So yeah, go ahead. So you want to open a grocery store?
It's going to be so fun, don't you think? And one more thing is I want built shelter for dog. Okay. I'm going to build nice shelter facility for dogs. And the people will say, how about cat? Cat, okay.
So bitchy.
But I mean, you know, cat is easier. They get adopted more than dog, I feel. Because like a lot of people, you know, love cat.
Mm-hmm.
But cat takes a lot to take care of cat as well, but not as much as dog. Right. Dog, you have to take walk, all kind of stuff too.
Okay, I'm bored. And then what else do you want to do? Why do you have to do charity?
Huh?
Why can't you just like do stuff for yourself?
Well, because I want to build this fence. And the fence built the shelter.
That's good. Let's talk about our grocery store is more exciting.
But it's going to be so nice if we have business together.
You think I will kill you?
Why?
I don't know. We'll, like, argue.
I don't think. I don't think so.
I think so.
I'm not really like, you really have to be organized. But how? You're so ADD.
I am very organized, please.
Good. It's going to be so fun. Well, that's why we hire people to take care of the stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why we'll be if founder have the money.
Right. Kind of like a Ghost Adventures, like founder and a co-founder, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yes.
We're the founder of the Ding the Bell International Grocery Store.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fantastic.
You know what I said? The bell just wants to hug and smell dogs. It's not for charity. It's for herself. Charity for herself. Welcome back, Kevin Burns, by the way. He had internet problem and now he's back.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, okay, besides that, so you have $30 million.
Yes.
You want to pay off all the debts.
Of course.
And you want to, where would you want to live?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you want to move somewhere? Do you want to stay where you are? Where do you want to live?
I will move to a bigger house.
But still in this area? Or do you want to go to, let's say, East Coast or West Coast or something?
Oh, you know what? I wish I could just move to Hawaii.
Oh, you want to live in Hawaii?
Oh my gosh, that'll be nice. I don't care about lava or whatever volcano stuff do. Lava. Lava Queen. That's the antibiotic that I take, Lava Queen.
Anyway, thank you very much. Oh gosh. So
yeah, I want to move to Hawaii, but if I win the $30 million, right?
Yes.
Do you think my husband can quit the job?
Of course.
You think? I think he still has to work.
So did you win or do you win? It's your ticket or his ticket?
My ticket.
Your own ticket. Okay, gotcha. So, but I think you should be able to put this in the safe deposit box. I mean, not safe deposit box.
With that cash out? Just a ticket put in the safe box? So you're not going to cash it out?
No. You will put your money in the CD. Like, yeah, what is it called?
Investment. CD is checking.
Deposit. Yeah. Like a long time. What is it called?
Retirement. Checking.
Deposit. The high interest check. What is it called?
Checking CD.
Checking. No, not checking. It's the
CD. CD.
Yeah, it's CD. Like a fixed. No, what's it called? Interest something. Fixed deposit. Okay, not deposit box. Fixed deposit, which is like a yeah. So you get. Let's say if you like right now, interest sucks, right? So let's say if you do it for maybe 12 months, even if you earn 1% interest, you still have enough money to live.
Oh, true. My husband said if he win the lottery ticket, he'll quit the job.
Would you quit your job if you win the lottery ticket?
I still want to have like a regular life, like maybe put all money, we'll pay off everything and then, like, you know, share with people who I need.
Do you want to, however, do you want to work at the same place or do you want to, say, own a business and do your own business?
I kind of want to do own business, but if I can move to, like, Hawaii.
Certificate of deposit. Thank you, Pinoy.
Thank you so much. If I can move to Hawaii and then maybe I can work for a hotel or something fun. I don't have to make a lot of money.
Why don't you open your own hotel? Ding the Bell Hotel.
Oh!
And every day there's this two robotic ding and the bell in front of the door. You walk by and they will bow and say, welcome to Ding the Bell Hotel. Or every time you need to go in, you have to ding the bell. They hold a bell like that in their hand and you ding the bell and you get to go.
That would be so fun. But I mean, yeah, I want to move. If I can move to Hawaii, then I mean, I'm going to still work for something fun, but not, you know, in the like boring office or anything like that.
Okay. So
I want to teach, so.
But you don't think you want to just like quit and sit at home and do nothing?
Oh my gosh, hell no, it's not gonna happen.
What about travel? You get to travel every
month. That'll be so nice. Yeah. I wanna go cruise or something.
Cruise, so you get to fly first class to Japan.
Oh, that'll be so
fun. Fly first
fun.
Class to Korea to shop just to get nice skinny outfit.
Maybe I will move back to Japan then. With my husband want to live there.
Mm, if you have the
money.
Yeah,
yeah, but he, the reason he
do you
can't
want to buy a house in Japan?
We already have a house.
You don't want to buy a different one?
No.
Why don't I?
My mother already owned the place.
But you should buy a different one, though, right?
No. We will save that kind of money and
spend
so
it
I can not spend it, but I can take her to like maybe trip with us or something like that. Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
What would be the nice thing that you want to do for yourself? Let's say like to things that you cannot get or cannot afford right now. If you win $30 million, what would you want to go out and buy
I just want to pay off all debt.
No, that you already paid off all your debt.
Oh,
so now
okay.
You still have the money. Think of it. $30 million. Let's say if your debt, even if your debt is $300,000 or $500,000.
It just pay off.
That you still have $25 million.
What I want to, I don't know. I'm not really, well, maybe I will get like a nice studio like you are. Like all equipment.
Don't you want to get a new computer?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, see? Okay, so besides new computer, what do you want to buy?
I want everything. Like, I want a grand piano.
Oh, you have to have a house to put the grand piano
in. That's right. I want a bigger house.
Okinawa.
I don't know. Maybe not.
So bitchy. And then, what else do you want to buy? Don't you want to buy like a big diamond ring or something?
You know, not really.
Really? So you're kind of like me. I'm not,
I don't need much.
I want to. You said that. When you have the money, you probably.
Yeah, but I mean, I want to save it.
Well, here's the thing. I would probably want to invest the money so I can get, you know, you get return like 2%, 1%. Let me count for you. Let's say if you go let's say if you have, you use, say, $1 million to pay off debt and everything, right? Uh-huh. So you still have $29 million.
And then one thing I'm going to do is with the money, I want to go back to school. And get certified.
For
yeah, for real. So I don't have to worry about getting like a student loan or anything like that.
Let's say if you get 1% interest, okay? Just 1% interest off of that $29 million.
Uh-huh. How do you calculate?
You do 1%, say 30 days.
Uh-huh.
Is that how you calculate?
I think it's monthly, isn't it?
It's annually. So annually, so you get that divided by 12. Every month you get $25,000 from the
house.
Hey, but you still need to work though.
You
right?
know what? I'm going to buy a condo in Hawaii. If I win that, I'm going to buy a condo room.
Maybe I'll
rent it to people.
You don't have to do a thing, and you still get every month get $25,000.
Yeah, plus, and if I have the property or something or like condo and stuff, mm-hmm. I can charge the rent from people. So that means how we can make more money for that too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, wait, how? Please let us know how we can win the lottery.
First, you have to buy the tickets first.
I know, but which one I need to buy?
I don't know, Powerball or something. We have Powerball.
Yeah. When I was in Japan long ago, like maybe a couple of years ago, one time I knew it. Like, oh my gosh, you must buy lottery ticket. I had a kind of click little thing, mm-hmm. came, but I didn't have enough cash.
Oh.
I didn't want to ask my friend to let me use her cash and stuff, but I could pay her back, right? I didn't. I should have bought it.
Why?
Maybe I want the ticket.
Maybe you want the ticket.
But that feeling was there. Chieko, by the way, she's got a good luck to winning stuff. So she already got like, I think $10,000.
So do you think you can live every month you get $25,000?
Oh my gosh. So Chris doesn't have to work anymore.
Some people annual income.
Yeah.
Every month you get, let's say $20,000. Even $10,000. Let's say 20, so you can do more. $20,000, let's say, every month you get that. Each of you, your husband can get $10,000. You can get $10,000 every month just out of 1% interest. This is very conservative, 1% interest, because you can easily get 1% interest, I think, with one or two. You can probably get more. If you put one small portion to get 1% interest, so you earn maybe about each month you get $5,000. Uh-huh. And then the rest you put in and get more interest, like a 3% interest. So a lot of money. So,
so a lot of money.
And so every month, let's say if you get $10,000 in your pocket, just every month you get that. How do you think you want to use that money for?
You know, that's a good question.
Is there anything that you would normally wouldn't do, now you would do it?
Hire the maid.
Okay, good.
And
do you want to move to a different city? Did you say Hawaii? You
Hawaii, said. I want to move to Hawaii. And then, like, I want to get the pet, mini pet.
What pets? Oh, like dogs.
Dogs. And then, like, nice big condo have to be by the ocean view.
Condo? You want a condo? You don't want a house.
Condo is easier.
Why?
I don't have to cut the grass and stuff.
But you can hire people to cut the grass for you.
I'm really... I like condo style than...
Because you're from Japan.
Exactly.
You grew up there. Yeah,
yeah. So to me, it's, you know, more like...
I want a house where I can just open the door from my bedroom and walk out to the beach.
Ah! You have to worry about Here's tsunami. You need a tsunami insurance, but who cares? You get it. If you have that...
I would have... That would be one of my many houses. And then, because Bruce is... I am an ocean person.
Oh,
I like to live by the yeah. by the water.
Oh, that'd
he
be nice.
Is not an ocean person. He is a mountain person. He likes to live like in Colorado where there's mountains and stuff.
I, you know what? My house is kind of riverside.
Yeah.
So to me, water is more like my favorite stuff. Okay, we have 21 minutes already.
Oh my gosh. It's
that was a good topic. Then I need to get going. So,
all right.
Okay, so please let us know or send us lovely tickets. So we will put in safety box.
But the thing is, if she won $330 million, she has to think about whether or not she wants to pay off my house.
I will pay off.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, and then I'll buy you a new car.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Why would you buy me? Let's say you win. I don't need you to pay my house off.
What I'll buy you a new car, brand new car.
A brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I want anything from you. I want
bakery.
No.
We'll do business together, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my thigh's cold.
Yes.
You want to buy... What car do you want to buy for me?
I don't know.
Anything I want?
Whatever you want.
Oh. I don't know anything about cars.
I know me neither. But I mean, you pick whatever
Maybe
you want.
Maybe I want a Prius.
I was still...
A Toyota Prius.
Oh, I still have a lot of money left. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for all the life people who came and listened to us babble. Liposuction and microdermabrasion.
What is that?
Like, you know, rub, make your skin look really good.
Ah.
And yeah, and liposuction, suck your fat out. So you can keep eating and it'll suck your fat out.
Ah, that's nice. But I can just go spa, right? Every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I have the money, I would probably work out. Like if I don't have to go, like if you treat your 9-to-5 job as going to the gym, spend 2 or 3 hours in the gym, I would do it. I would do 3 hours at the gym if I don't have to do anything else.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I hope. And yeah. But I would still do liposuction. So I don't I would suck all the fat out. Then I will do the exercise.
So bitchy.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, I might have a little hard time to find what I want to do because I really can't overspend anything.
If you pay me, I will help you find things.
Okay. All right. Let's do that.
Okay. And please come back next week and listen to us talk about a new topic. I don't know what it is, but if you want to suggest topics, maybe you can email.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yes.
We have been asking people for over 60 shows and nobody's done that. So...
Please
because
do
we only
time.
Have 22 listeners. So there you go. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Ding, ding, ba, ding.